The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast.
Dr. Taz. Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. I am excited today to bring you a guest that's right here in my hometown. Kate Korsmeyer is an Atlanta-based recipe developer, a food writer, a cookbook author, and founder of the blog Root and Revel. She's a food journalist that turned into a real food expert after her own chronic health issues, PCOS, hypothyroidism, and IBS, catapulted her into a long journey of trying to heal her body naturally. I know Kate well, and I know a little bit about her journey. Welcome to the show, Kate.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, I'm thrilled you're here because I know that your story is like so many people I meet and so many patients I meet day in and day out, where we're really trying to get a handle on some of the diseases that are affecting many young women like yourself today, especially PCOS and thyroid disorders. You know, I would love for my audience to learn a little bit more about what your journey was and how you turned to food and used your expertise as a food journalist to tie it in to your health and a recovery.
Yeah, well, it's funny because, you know, I've been a guest on some other podcasts and I feel like I always kind of tell the same story, but being on yours is different because you were, you know, an integral part in my healing and definitely changed my life when I came to see you as my doctor. So,
Thank you. I was going to keep that a secret, but now that it's out there, yes, Kate comes to the practice and she definitely sees us. But you know, again, you know, I would stress that while your story is unique, what bothers me as a physician and, you know, as I dig into these things is how common your story is. So I know people are going to learn from it and I know people are going to be inspired by your entire path.
Yeah, thanks. Well, you know, my story kind of starts, I think, like most people's, where I had sort of lingering symptoms for many years that I just ignored and thought of as normal, I guess, or just, you know, part of life. And then basically I got to a point where I couldn't ignore the symptoms anymore. And it started really with constipation and stomach issues. And then I started having these really debilitating bouts of nausea, and they were always happened when I was like really excited about something. So it was kind of a form of anxiety, but it was like a positive anxious rather than being nervous or dreading something. But it really ruined a lot of important events for me, like my wedding and book launches and vacations. And so once that really started becoming debilitating, I was just like, I cannot ignore this anymore. And I started going to see a bunch of different doctors, and I ended up, you know, seeing a gastroenterologist and had a colonoscopy when I was 27 years old, and nobody really knew. Everybody was just kind of like, oh yeah, it's probably IBS, and put me on a bunch of expensive and really extreme medications that gave me horrible side effects. And so it was after that that I thought, this cannot be the only answer. And I felt like I had kind of exhausted all of my resources. And so I decided to go off all of my medication cold turkey, including hormonal birth control, which I had been on for like a decade. And that's when my body really freaked out. And, you know, I didn't get my period for like 3 months, and I gained 12 pounds in 6 weeks, and I had horrible acne and really bad fatigue, and my anxiety got worse. And so I started Googling some holistic doctors near me, and it turned out that you were literally down the street from my house at the time. Seems like it was fate, and you were the first doctor that ever asked me, well, what are you eating? What is your lifestyle like? And really started looking at the root of the issues instead of just prescribing medication to treat the symptoms.
Yeah, it's so funny today how, I mean, and it still happens, and it bothers me how you can have an entire conversation in any given medical scenario, and the conversation about food is always sort of brushed aside and, you know, put as a non-entity, when for many of us, it's been the root, it's been the primary driver of the different things that we're all dealing with. So I remember that, Kate. I remember it distinctly well. I remember how much you were struggling back then. And I think you were, I believe, if memory serves me correctly, you were getting ready for your wedding when you first came through the practice.
Yeah.
you know, and I think you already had all your food experience in terms of being a food journalist and a writer. And, you know, you were big on the Atlanta restaurant scene and all that other stuff. So, you know, how did you finally make that leap? I know we talked back and forth, but what I've noticed in the patient room is that it's very difficult. Like, we can give the knowledge, but it's very difficult to put that into practice. If you had to summarize kind of what we found was the main driver of your PCOS and your thyroid conditions, you know, what do you think those main drivers were as you look back now? It's been a while, but as you look backwards, you know, what were those main drivers? And then I really want to know how you made that actionable, because I think that is what is so difficult for so many people.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and it was really difficult for me because, like you said, you know, I had been a food and travel writer for about 8 years, and it was my job to travel the world and eat delicious food. And, you know, restaurant food isn't exactly known for being healthy. So it was a big change, not just for my lifestyle, but my entire career. So it was definitely tough. But it ended up being actually a lot easier than I expected, especially because I saw such amazing results so quickly just by making a few small changes to my diet. And once I was able to see that, it was really motivating to keep going. And the biggest thing I would say, and it sounds so simple, but it's really true, is to eat more vegetables. And especially to just really up the nutrients in my diet. I feel like in the past, I've always been, you know, on the thinner side and haven't really struggled much with my weight and that kind of thing. But I feel like I really would eat, I would consider healthy things to be kind of just light and low calorie and low fat rather than nutrient dense. And making that shift and saying, okay, yeah, just because eggs on toast is, you know, a light breakfast doesn't really mean it's going to do anything for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the first biggest change you made was, you know, was increasing your vegetable, and it sounds like high antioxidant food. So any food that really provides a lot of oxygen to the cells and oxygen to the body, you know, again, for many people that's still sort of out there in spaceland. Like, they're like, okay, well, yeah, we all know we need to increase our vegetables. How did you set about doing that? Like, did you just make veggies a part of breakfast where normally they weren't? Did you make them a part of like your nighttime snack? You know, again, as somebody who loves food, like, how do you make that transition between lovely breakfast food and then really bringing more of these vegetables into your daily regimen?
Yeah. Well, you had mentioned to me that the anti-inflammatory diet would be a good place to start. And so I got a couple books on the subject to figure out, what does this really mean? And one of them was called Clean Cuisine. And that was like a total game changer for me. And she talks a lot about kind of not necessarily ways to like sneak vegetables in, but ways to just easily add nutrients to food that maybe you would already be eating. So a lot of what I did was, I would say, first, I would try to just get 2 to 3 servings of fruits and vegetables in at every meal. So instead of saying I'm going to have eggs on toast, I might make an omelet and put a cup of, you know, spinach and some peppers and onions and mushrooms and that kind of thing. So it was still just as delicious. It was, you know, but it had way more nutrients. And so I would do stuff like that. I got really into green smoothies. It was just such an easy way to get multiple servings in one sitting, and they were so delicious. It was like drinking, you know, dessert, but you were drinking spinach. And so that was another way.
And you have a book. Really, you have a book, right? It's called Superfood Green Smoothies. Tell us about that book.
Yeah,
tell us
exactly
like what we can find in that book. And, you know, I get asked that all the time, by the way. I get asked, you know, what's a great green smoothie recipe? And I'll turn them on to some of my books. But hey, we can always use more green smoothie recipes. So give us an example of maybe one of your favorite green smoothies that are in there.
Yeah. Well, there's 30 recipes in my ebook, and you can buy it on my website or on Amazon. It's $9.99. And I feel like after developing so many different recipes, you know, it's hard to pick. But then after getting into the habit, I feel like I kind of went back to the same, you know, 3 to 5 smoothies. And one of the ones that I love that I feel like anybody would like it. I've served it to kids. I've served it to men who are like, what are you giving me in this green, you know, and what's green in this glass, and picky eaters like, but basically it's just, spinach, mango, pineapple. And then you can use any liquid of your choice. I always try to use non-dairy liquid. So I'll do coconut water or almond milk or cashew milk, coconut milk, anything like that. And I usually add a little bit of wheatgrass to it as well. It's just a powder mm-hmm. that I buy on Amazon. And it's so delicious. And I always add either flaxseed or chia seed to get more fiber into the smoothies. And that always helps with my digestion as well.
You know, I'm such a fan of a good green smoothie, and I'm a mom as well. And for all of us who are trying to figure out how to get these greens on a day-to-day basis, you know, I'm super busy, you're busy, you know, the children are running around and sometimes not in my control always because they have activities or they have school or whatever it is. So again, going back to, we know we all need more greens. How do we get it in? Guys, this is like the easiest way to really triple probably the amount of veggies and antioxidants you get in on a daily basis by simply adding a green smoothie every day. And I've recommitted to this in 2018. You know, it was a part of a lot of what we did back in 2014, 2015 with the belly fix and all that other stuff. And somewhere along the way, you always kind of lose some of the great habits that you develop.
Yeah.
But in 2018, one thing our family has absolutely committed to is bringing this back in every single day, because there's really, quite honestly, you know, while we try to add veggies to everything else, there's really no other way to make it quite that efficient. So I think it's so great that you have additional ideas and recipes in that ebook. And I encourage my audience out there, for anyone listening and you're just confused by all the food information out there, this is a must do. Like, have one green smoothie every day, and this may be a great resource to really expand your palate. Give us maybe one more example. I mean, people ask me this all the time, like, you know, well, what do you do? What's in your smoothie? So you talked about the one with spinach, mango, and pineapple, and then using a liquid that's usually non-dairy, and you guys can play with that and have fun with that. Give us maybe one more example.
Yeah, one of the ones that I like that's super refreshing is actually I use cilantro in it. And mm-hmm. It's like cilantro, ginger, lime juice. Let me think, what else is in that one? I need to look it up. But, and I use coconut water. Again, I use wheatgrass. I always try to put, like, usually at least one or two kind of superfood powder type things. There's so many mm-hmm. like great affordable organic options on Amazon or Thrive Market, and they're really great for just like giving your smoothies that extra boost and really not affecting the taste too much. So that's one of my favorites. It's just really like bright and fresh and tangy, and you would think cilantro in a smoothie sounds pretty weird probably, but it's delicious.
Wonderful. So you find me, you find veggies, you find green smoothies. What happens to your health? Let's get back to that. You know, you were diagnosed basically with PCOS, which for everybody out there, it's polycystic ovarian syndrome, which I really think is an epidemic. I see more and more young women every day diagnosed with that. You had an issue with your thyroid. I know we talked a lot about leaky gut, which essentially ties you back to food and the effect that food has on digestive health and the effect that digestive mm-hmm. health in turn has on hormones. So as you find these things and you're starting to put them together, what's happening with your health meanwhile, and how long is it taking for some of those initial symptoms we talked about to really go away?
Yeah, to be honest, the digestion, you know, I was constipated for like 5 years, and mm-hmm. I swear within a week it was totally gone. It was amazing.
Wow.
How fast it happened. So that, I think, really increasing my fiber from vegetables and whole grain and doing the green smoothies and taking probiotics, I would say that those three things really helped with my digestion just immediately. And of course, you know, there were some ups and downs, and it probably took a few months before I was really felt like it was just consistently great. But that happened really quickly. I was really amazed by that. And then the PCOS and the thyroid did take a bit longer, and, you know, it can be frustrating, but there were a lot of different things that I tried. We went back and forth on all these different supplement regimens and figuring out what worked for me. And So, yeah, I mean, I can get into some of the supplements that I tried. And a big part was also cleaning up my beauty and cleaning product routine and all those kind of toxic products that I had been using in my house and on my body, and really, really getting rid of that, because so many of them are endocrine disruptors and were messing up my hormones even worse.
More with Dr. Taz coming up. All right, my health-seeking friends, we know you want to be healthier, and that starts with eating better, but with not enough hours in the day, it can be difficult to cook a healthy meal every night. Not to mention, you've probably tried before with good intentions, but have slipped back into old eating habits. Well, don't beat yourself up. We know it's hard. That's why I want to tell you about Sun Basket. Organic and sustainable ingredients and delicious recipes delivered weekly to your door. With Sunbasket, it's easy to stay on track. And today you can get $35 off your first order when you go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth. Now, the people at Sunbasket have been kind enough to send me a couple of boxes. So what have I made? The Carrizo Chili is unreal. The Tuscan vegetable soup on a cold day is just what the doctor ordered. The two bean enchiladas are delicious, and the Saigon beef sliders are fast, easy, and so good. Now imagine the ingredients and recipes being delivered to your door without the time it takes to shop. And I gotta tell you, it's exciting when you get that box and you take it off the stoop and bring it inside and it open up in the kitchen. It's really a lot of fun. And best of all, each delicious, easy recipe is ready in about 30 minutes. With Sunbasket, you have total flexibility. You can cancel at any time, skip any time, and choose any meal plan you want. Just go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/wholehealth for $35 off. sunbasket.com/wholehealth. Dr. Taz is also brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yeah, I'm not kidding about this. Pretty cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the Cycling IQ or Running IQ quiz. You can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. Yeah, pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can pay less for life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/Taz, that's T-A-Z, or mention the promo code Taz, T-A-Z once again, when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out online at healthiq.com/Taz. And now back to the Dr. Taz Show.
So again, dealing with so many different people that have PCOS, and it's just so overwhelming to them, what percentage of your recovery and healing would you attribute to food versus supplements versus our toxic environment and cleaning up your day-to-day care?
Yeah, I mean, food obviously was such a huge part of it. I would say at least 75% was food. And really, I want to say also that it was about incorporating more of the good rather than restricting the, quote, bad, because I think that especially as a food writer and a food lover, and I didn't want to do anything super restrictive, and I did a bunch of food sensitivity testing and figured out, you know, an elimination diet to figure out where my body was, and I just found that when I really focused more on eating more vegetables, drinking a green smoothie every day, incorporating, you know, gut healing foods like bone broth and collagen and kombucha and that kind of thing, that was so much more successful for me than trying to go on some restrictive diet.
Fair enough. And so you guys, in case you didn't catch that, she just said food was almost 80%. So if anyone's out there feeling overwhelmed, not really knowing where to start, I 100% agree with her that if we don't get the food part right, everything else we layer onto it has very little benefit. So focus on food, really yeah. focus on that anti-inflammatory diet, understand about getting more veggies in your diet, because that's a must for all of us. And maybe just add that one green smoothie every single day. Now, Kate, you mentioned supplements, and I know we talk supplements a lot in practice. What do you think your top three were finally that helped you really recover, you know, from what you were dealing with?
Yeah. So there were a few that were really beneficial. One was Vitex or Chase Berry, and that really helped, I think, to cleanse my liver and metabolize my hormones, detox my body better, and get my periods more regular. I felt like that was really helpful in getting my cycles to be more consistent. So
perfect.
That was one.
So
and then
Chase Berry or Vitex.
Yep.
And then if you had to name one more.
Yeah, yeah. DIM also was really beneficial in lowering my estrogen levels, which I had estrogen dominant. So I took Estro-DIM, it was called, and basically it was like cruciferous vegetables compounded into a pill, and it really helped to detox a lot of that extra estrogen that my body was producing. So that was really helpful. And along with that also, I took evening primrose oil every night before bed, and that helped to boost my progesterone levels as well.
So those are all such important supplements for hormone balancing. If you're out there listening today, you know, you can try them, but I really advise everybody out there to see a physician first who could understand your hormone pattern of PCOS. With Kate, it was high estrogen, low progesterone, which it is for many people with PCOS, but it's often good to really, you know, nail that hormone pattern before you jump to taking a lot of supplements, or invariably you'll end up with, you know, 15, 20 things that you're experimenting with and hard to figure out which one to really target. And then Kate, you also mentioned, you know, your environment and cleaning out toxins. And that's another one where people really trip up and struggle. What were the maybe couple of things you did there that you felt like made a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was one of those things that once I figured it out, I'm like, how did I not realize this before? Because I was paying so much attention to what I was putting in my body and then completely ignoring what I was putting on my body. And, you know, our skin is our largest organ and it absorbs everything we put on it right into our bloodstream. And so paying attention to the products I was using became super important once I started reading labels and, you know, Googling what some of these ingredients meant, because most of them were chemicals that I couldn't pronounce and had no idea what they were. So the Environmental Working Group has a great resource called Skin Deep that I used a lot to find better, healthier, you know, non-toxic products. And so first I would say I switched all of my makeup and beauty products to anything that was rated a 1 or less on the EWG's website. And so I have a few brands now that I really love. One is Beauty Counter, which is an awesome mm-hmm. kind of high-end, if you like shopping at Sephora, which I really did. I feel like it's a great alternative.
Who doesn't like shopping at Sephora? I challenge any woman who doesn't like shopping there. So
true. And then honestly, I bought a lot of other stuff that I could find on Amazon, and Thrive Market. But the best thing I did was I started making my own. And so I made my own skincare products and household cleaning products. And I am not a DIY person. I always say I'm like the antithesis mm-hmm. of Etsy. And I'm always just like, oh, I'll just pay somebody to do that for me. But DIYing your own beauty and, cleaning products is just so easy and it's so inexpensive. And, you know, I'm making my own cleaners now in less than 2 minutes and it cost me like 25 cents to make a bottle. So that was huge. And I'm using totally natural ingredients just like vinegar and baking soda and shea butter and olive oil and things that you probably already have lying around your house.
Absolutely. I love all of those. Well, where are you today? What's your health like today? And how long did all of this take to put all these pieces together? Give us a sense of that.
Yeah, yeah. Today, I would say that I am pretty much symptom-free for the most part.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's great. Yeah. The last piece of my puzzle was really getting my thyroid in order. And so I actually started taking a compounded T3, T4 hormone replacement, and that's been really beneficial. I mean, that, again, was something I was just still having really bad anxiety and panic attacks, and my skin was still breaking out. So those kind of things were still kind of lingering after a year or two of, you know, getting the supplements down and cleaning out my environment and cleaning up my diet. And so I started taking this hormone replacement, and it's made such a difference. And I think hypothyroid also seems to be something, from what I hear from my readers, that's an epidemic. And so many people are underdiagnosed or misdiagnosed, or they're mistreated by just getting put on Armour or Synthroid. It's, you know, only T4, when, like in my case, I was low in T3, and getting that extra boost really helped to stabilize my mood, and it cleared up my skin. And so, yeah, that was kind of the last piece.
Fantastic. And Kate, for all these helpful hints, I know there are people out there today that are dealing with PCOS, that are dealing with thyroid disorders, that are confused with the whole food thing and where to start and how to make that transition. Do you have a blog? I know you have the Root and Revel site. Do you want to share information about the best way to find you and to find all your resources and even your great recipes as a recipe developer and a food writer? You know, where can people learn a little bit more about you?
Yeah, absolutely. So rootandrevel.com is the blog. We post a few times a week, and we kind of mix it up between healthy recipes that I always say are delicious first and healthy second, because flavor is most important to me, and that's what my background is. So I'm kind of trying to disprove the myth that healthy food has to be boring and bland. So we have recipes there. I also have DIY recipes on the site, and I've got a few ebooks. I've got a DIY cleaning ebook that's free, and then my smoothie ebook. So you can check that out on Amazon and on social media. I'm just at Root and Revel.
Fantastic. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of all you've accomplished, and I'm so glad that you're in a better shape of health today and that you're working hard to spread the message to so many other women like yourself. So thank you so much for joining the show, and I know we'll be in touch soon. Have an amazing day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.